soul.
You suck my dick.
Can you turn my phone down?
And suck my dick. Is it too loud?
Down.
Ah,
fuck.
Turn them down, please.
You suck my dick.
But I'm brown. Right, they're down.
You suck my
dick. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
You fuck my ass.
But I'm brown now.
You fuck my ass.
But I, you fuck my ass.
But I'm brown now.
Suck on my dick.
Suck on my dick.
Suck on my dick. Suck on my dick. Suck on my dick. Please don't suck. On my dick, don't suck on. Don't suck on my dick. Don't suck my dick.
I suck the dick. I'm eating ass.
Okay, all right, we're good.
I am gay.
Yeah. Ready with the knobs?
There we are.
Breaking news: Elizabeth Warren is a dumb cunt bitch. Elizabeth Warren has been diagnosed with being a stupid bitch.
She's clinically a dumb bitch for not dropping out of supporting
Bernie. The doctor said I got some of my native period blood in my brain, and it's affecting my woman inability to do anything right. 9.5%, you know.
Amy Klobuchar beat me.
But my native bones make me use every part of your vote. Even though I fucking... It was such a horrid performance in New Hampshire. And every rich, truly, dumb white woman that didn't care about any part of my platform other than the color of the skin around my pussy.
The
until this, literally this year, looks like a fucking asshole. I don't care, dude. Dudes rock. We're going.
Now that
Bernie's stepping ahead, it's time to let the bitches know what the plan was the whole time.
The whole time, bitch.
The whole time. Surprise! You were right. It's about telling these hoes to fuck off.
You're right. We do like Bernie because he's like Trump.
He's you like Trump. Him. That's why I like.
Him. That's why we like him.
Yeah,
but we don't want to be copying.
Yeah.
So we got our own guy who's like Trump.
We got our own guy.
But he's Jewish.
Dude, I'm banned from Twitter. Him. And it's almost better that way because I can just go look at people being upset.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can channel all my energy into Bernard, into his wins.
That's right.
And then I just
spiritually.
Watch.
You're like Luke Skywalker, dude, at the end of the one where he dies.
Just the world's dumbest people.
Projecting himself into Nick is projecting himself into the realm of Twitter, even though
he dies in the last one?
In the second to last one. Spoiler.
Damn, I didn't see it yet. This is the first time you've gotten me with the...
Damn, dude, I didn't know Luke Skywalker died.
Really? I feel bad.
He does. Because
I'm anti-spoiler.
I was probably never going to go see that movie.
I thought this was like so well known.
Afterwards,
yeah.
Right? But his ghost comes back.
Look, I was on mushroom, but I remember he died.
Yeah, he did die.
Bustrooms.
I love watching those movies on mushrooms, dude. I hope they make a new Star Wars every fucking Christmas, and me and my brothers get to watch it on mushrooms every fucking year.
We'll make some.
I mean, I would have seen it if I had known it was in theaters. I mean, that was, 2017? I remember it being close to coming out. I'm like, damn, I'm going to go see that.
Yeah. How do you miss it? It's on fucking everything. It's on Doritos packages.
I ended up lifting weights instead.
Mm-hmm. That's true. They don't advertise
at the time. Yeah, no, I was just.
That's the one place they don't advertise.
I was doing pull ups and lifting weights.
That's true.
And I was hot, dude.
Yeah,
I was too hot to go see Star Wars. There was a 2 month window where I had ripped abs.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
When Star Wars came out?
It was. It was that couple of months where I had abs.
Because you were trying to fuck Rey from Star Wars.
I was trying to
didn't
fuck
Star
Gay
Wars
from
come
Star
out?
Wars.
Yeah. Didn't it come out 2 months ago?
No, motherfucker. No. That was
part 8 you're talking about.
My dick is fucking small.
My dick is way too fucking small.
I cannot get on. I think we did that one.
Yeah, but it feels so good to do, man.
It feels so good to do it again.
I would love to get
is
my
today
little
the 12th?
Prick sucked by Daisy Ridley.
Is. Today is the 12th, but a special one day late birthday shout out to our boy Stav.
That's
about
right,
Fugazi Ridley. You know,
oh,
she's got a penis.
She's a trans Italian woman.
Yeah.
Oh, I know she's fucking hot, but that pussy's Fugazi.
Is that what that band is
just
named
after?
Just
a guy looking at a pussy with one of those jewelers inspector. Like, this thing's a fucking fugazi.
Donnie, it's no good.
Nah, it's a fugazi.
You could tell with the clit.
Yeah, this one's...
You could tell the tip of the clit.
This one's been hanging out with our friend Ian Fidanche.
She's a friend of Fidanche, if you know what I'm saying.
A friend of Fidanche.
The Italian community, that's how you say someone's trans.
A friend of
Ian. A friend of Ian. Are you a friend
of Ian? Are you a friend of Ian?
Fuck, I love Ian. I miss Ian.
I miss him too.
Now he's so busy, dude. He's always fucking.
He got in Jacobin. And,
and he's writing for Jacobin now.
He's writing for Jacobin.
And former friend of the show was jealous about it.
Yeah. Someone was very publicly jealous of that Ian getting
really
a shine.
Truly mm-hmm. the smallest dick maneuver of all time.
The smallest dick maneuver that has ever existed.
Yeah, really, I think we can all agree. Being mad that Ian is in Jacobin.
Just seeing that and be like, yeah, Jacobin's bad. That's what the problem is. Connor's bad and fucking. There's nothing to do with me trying to make the same kind of joke.
And no somehow one pays Ian attention being to it. Better at
yeah,
it. Ian outright outwrote me and yeah. I'm mad about it.
That's the problem. It's pretty much Jacobin sucks.
Trying to start 8 other Chapo part 2s.
Suck my little dick, suck my little dick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dude, fucking neoliberalism, brother.
Dude, tell me about it.
Gets me freaking ticked off. Can't stand
Who's
it.
Who's the hottest neoliberal out there?
Hmm.
Do they have any good pussy on the neoliberal side of things?
Yeah.
Neo like for the
every
Matrix?
Bitch.
Every bitch on Fox News? Is that a neoliberal?
No, it's not.
What's a neoliberal? Like Clinton?
Sure, yeah. You know
Obama.
You already know these things.
You know this.
I don't. Does Republicans count too?
It's not. There's no way this. No. Come on. You know that. You know what all these terms mean.
I don't specifically know.
You're feigning ignorance here, which I appreciate because often that leads to good bits. But right now, in this instance, it won't lead anywhere.
I sort of know what a lot of things mean.
I'm glad you're wearing your razzle dazzle pants again.
Thank you. You do like these pants.
I like
they're
them
very
a lot.
Funny.
I
and for the viewers at home, Stav has a full tracksuit and razzle dazzle camouflage, which is how they used to paint ships in World War
One. That's true. When they thought for some reason it would work.
It did work, actually.
Really?
Yeah. It's very effective.
Huh. It looks like waves.
But then at a certain point they weren't using like visual sighting to
Oh, they're using like radar
sonar.
And shit?
I guess, yeah. There was some reason they stopped doing it. But.
I just wanted to defend myself and say that I almost know a lot of things, but I don't really know.
No, there's
know
a lot
anything.
Of stuff I don't know what it is.
But I almost but I know, like and I need to know the like.
I didn't know what simp was for a long time. And then I found out it meant just you're horny. That doesn't even make sense. It sounds like simpleton.
I think it's just.
It was a thing black guys were saying like 6 years ago that didn't catch on. Because it got overwritten by the Reddit,
it was cuck
the subreddit simps, which was pictures of women's pussies that look like Homer Simpson's mouth.
Well,
that's
is way better.
Yeah,
that's way better.
That's the one thing people should use Reddit for.
Black guys saying simps like a long time ago.
I agree with that.
Why are you
you
simping? You know, for women or whatever.
What's it? It's a diminutive of simple.
You're not because I can't betray the black community to you because I know you'll just run wild with their words as you usually.
I believe
do.
It's running buck wild, Nick. Mm-hmm. That's the actual
going
term.
Buckwheat.
Running buckwheat.
That one time you're talking about, I'm about to go buck angel up in
Yeah, I don't remember the context.
I'm about to go buck angel.
But
yeah,
it's awesome.
You know, hold me back. I'm about to go
buck angel.
Somebody hold me back, dog. I'm about to go buck angel up in this club.
Salute. How old is Buck Angel now?
27.
I don't know.
How does Buck Angel age, do you think?
Very carefully.
Like, you think Ben Shapiro would like fuck Buck Angel and be like, this is a woman?
Buck Shapangel?
Buck Shapangel.
I have a pussy. I look like Stone Cold, but I have a pussy.
Yeah, I look like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Dude, Ashley Judd looks like dog shit now.
No, come on.
Dude, that used to be one of the hottest neolibs. Speaking of.
Okay. Yeah,
thank you. Answer stops.
I didn't
question.
Know that. Thank you. I did not
back
know
in
that.
Back in the day, Ashley Judd was 10-10.
But you know who's not? Okay, how about this? Who's probably not a neoliberal is the Dixie Chicks, right? Because they were against Bush.
They're probably woke.
Or are they neoliberal? See, that I really need to know the specifics.
Ashley Judd is, I mean...
She doesn't really look good no more?
She really took that nasty woman thing serious.
Yeah, she had to get extra nasty. Yeah.
I mean, she looks like Norm MacDonald now.
No way, show me.
She does, dude.
No, she does.
Yeah, she does, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And she looks just like Norm.
Damn, is that really her?
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to get some dirty work done on my face. I went in and I said, do you have any Botox? And they said no. And I said, well, how about this? And they're like, that's shit from the toilet. And I said, yeah, wouldn't that work?
Put that in there.
Why don't you put some of that in there?
Put some shit in my eyebrows.
Because I heard Botox is just a chemical. I thought shit, chemical.
Oh yeah!
Why don't you just throw some of that in there?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So now everybody calls me shit lips. Now he calls me nasty shit lips.
Nasty shit lips.
That's Ashley Judd, Norm MacDonald.
Mm-hmm. Ashley Judd,
not to
McDonald's.
Be confused with Buck Shapangel.
Buck,
a different character that we.
Her did. Mom was also fine.
Who's her mom?
She was in a band with her sister Winona Judd.
Wait,
the
that's
Judds.
Her mom?
Yeah, the Judds.
I thought that was her.
Mm-mm. No, she Ashley Judd was just like an actress, I think. Maybe she was in the band.
One of the ladies was fat in the band.
The fat one was her sister.
She, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's got too many sisters now.
I agree.
Yeah, we should try that Chinese thing, that one child policy. That'd be great. You only have to deal with one dumb bitch per family.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that just Norm now, or is that back to Norm Ashley Judd?
I'm still figuring out what's going on. I'm looking at Ashley
Judd,
and I can't help it.
Mark Norm McDonald?
No.
No.
That could be a new character.
No, it can't. They're too similar.
Yeah, there's not enough.
They really sound similar.
Come on, Adam.
They don't sound similar. Their
jokes are similar.
They're both comedians.
They're both observational comics.
Well, how would you even do that? Try that out for a spin, Adam.
Well, I'd just do like a Norm joke, and then I'd say, kidding. Or
kidding.
Something.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. Okay, you're right.
All right, I don't know.
It's not good, but
it's functional. Works. Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Thank you.
I'll give you that, and also give you 5 3/4 of something else.
Ashley Judd looks, she's like, she went into the plastic surgery and was like, well, yeah, what I'm going for is... You know, I really like is to look bumpy and shiny. If there's any way you could, yeah, I tell you, it'd be great is if you had like a bumpy and shiny sort of look. I could go for it. You know, like a disco ball that fell in a vat of Crisco, and you know, just sort of rolled around in a bunch of bad ideas.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Damn. R.I.P. to, you know, the surgeon kind of fucked her on that one, I will admit.
Judd with 2 D's.
How about Ashley Juggs?
Mm-hmm.
And it's her with big-ass titties. I'm talking double Fs. How big would a double F be?
Not big enough.
Now, one is the ribs, one is the actual titties, I hear.
The number, I think, is the ribs.
Ah, is that so?
It's the circumference under the titty.
I'm fascinated by this, and it's something I should know, frankly.
I am fascinated by it.
It's something I need to look into as somebody who likes titties as much as I do.
Well, do you like bra sizing as much as you like
well,
titties?
Well, I don't necessarily, but I would like... That seems to be our only standard of measure, our only, you know, across cultures, standard of measurements.
I had a friend who went to Greece, and she met this guy... who owned a vintage jean store, and she said he was a savant.
Hey, what's that place called? A vintage jean store?
I don't know. It was like a store with...
Jeans Remembered?
Okay. All right.
Okay, Norm, or Ashley Norm. I don't know.
That's me, Ashley McDonald.
It's more of a visual bit because it's just Ashley Judd, but her voice is Norm MacDonald's. It's basically if they body switched, yeah. If they Freaky Friday body switched.
Mm-hmm. She said this girl...
An antique jeans store. Hold on a second.
Okay, continue. Yeah. All right.
I want to know more about this place. What the...
She said this guy was like a savant where he could look at a woman's ass.
What the hell would you want vintage jeans?
Well, just like, yeah, like old
jeans. Have looked the same for 400 years.
No, they're like broken in.
You got
like
a new pair of something that looked exactly like it did new. When
I don't know. This sounds like something my dad would be saying. Why do they have holes in the pants?
No, I'd be, if I was
why
your
are you
dad,
paying
I'd,
for the holes in
I'd
the
be
pants?
I'd be saying, stop beating off to pictures of me in my vintage jeans.
No, I would never jack off to my dad in jeans.
Stop it. The Adam, get it.
Put the shirt away. Put the jeans and shirt.
Adam,
the picture
what
of
happened
me
to my photo album of pictures of me in my vintage jeans?
Shirtless, oiled
why,
up.
Why is there young cum all over the pages?
He's like, yeah, he's just like, this is young cum. This isn't old cum.
Mm. He's a that's cop. He's like a cop trying
that's
cocaine.
That's what Mr. Friedland would say.
Yeah, he rubs it on his gums.
It's like a cop on the Vice
this
Squad.
This is
yeah.
child's jizz.
This is child's jizz.
Some cop taking a big dollop with his finger, dipping it down and rubbing it on his gums.
I know what this is.
I'd know this anywhere.
Yeah, Adam had a
14
show
years old.
Antiques Load Show.
Okay.
Where they take their vintage jeans on the road.
I don't know why Ashley Judd McDonald's been burning me so much, but
they take their vintage jeans on the road and they suck each other.
Seems like a lot of our new friends on this show just love.
Well, you know, you said it's something your dad would say.
Anyway, you, Norm
you
doesn't
decide,
know my dad.
You're trying to derail okay. the whole vintage jeans exploration.
Yeah,
okay. Going
let's
on
explore
a
it. Let's see. Is,
yeah, we listen, Adam. That's a tangent. You would pop in and out with your story. That
okay.
Probably
yeah,
isn't
no,
be
no,
as
no.
Good.
That's the formula.
And
that's
trying to
formula.
Figure out
I
what a
it.
Vintage jeans place would be called.
Yeah, jeans remembered.
Jeans remembered.
Jeans remembered.
Yeah.
What's some other
23 names? And jeans.
23. Well,
that's pretty
okay.
good.
I guess
it's a lineage.
That's really just
all the jeans are 23 years old.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Jeans addiction.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
That would be pretty cool to have a place called Jeans Addiction. It's just a bar.
Jeans.
It's a gay bar called Jeans Addiction.
My jeans are pretty cool. Like, I want to suck another
just
guy.
Covered in denim, wiping off the bar. What's up, stranger? What's up, lonely, beautiful?
And my
what's up,
dick
you beautiful, lonely stranger?
Is getting sucked by a guy.
Yeah.
I've never had
maybe
sex
I'll make
with
a
girl.
Maybe I'll make a shirt for a gay bar called Jeans Addiction.
Jeans Addiction. All right. How about some more? Yeah, let's just explore the world of jean puns now.
Yeah. Well,
okay, jean.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a vintage store. I'm Ashley Judd.
What about Jeans Gaffigan?
How about Judd's Jeans?
Jim Gaffigan?
Judd's Jeans. Judge it's like jeans. A deaf version of Judge Dredd.
Okay.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, hey.
Why is he done?
What about
you love?
Oh, because Judd's is like the way a deaf guy would say.
Yeah,
Judge
Jeans would sound like a deaf guy saying Judge Dredd.
What is?
That's pretty good.
I can't wait to watch Judge Jeans.
I don't think that sounds. I think it would sound
Judge
like Dwed.
Judge Jeans. Judge Jeans.
I think that's
what
a
about
stretch.
What about Martin Scorsese's Jeans Streets?
Judge Jeans.
And it's like,
okay,
jeans.
It's like, hey man, I'm in pretty deep. I own
jeans.
Okay,
judge
jeans.
Oh, God. What is this?
How about changing my name to Kareem Abdul in my pants?
Kareem Abdul?
Kareem Abdul my jeans.
Okay. Kareem Abdul my jeans. Just really tall jeans?
Well, you're creaming your jeans.
You're creaming.
Oh, Kareem.
Kareem.
Kareem Abdul my jeans. Yes. It's just jeans filled with Muslim guys cum.
Yeah.
That's good. That's another business Adam's dad would like to be involved in. as a taste tester.
I love whenever a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar article comes across my desk.
Does it happen often?
No, you see him every once in a while. He has such a funny way of writing.
Yeah.
He writes like a high schooler.
I've never read it.
Racism is bad, firstly.
Yeah, he does do
Webster's
shit like, he does say shit like
racism. Racism. Yeah.
He seems like a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
I don't ever, like, it's rare that I disagree with anything that he has to say.
No, he's like, yeah, he's on the right side.
Yeah.
He was writing for Veronica Mars.
Yeah.
What?
I swear to God.
Like, in the writer's room?
He was in the writer's room for Veronica Mars.
That writer's room is like, probably. They were like, maybe we should do an episode about girls. And he was like, you know, what? And we fuck them? And they're like, no, not this time.
I typically agree with him. That's another example.
No, we're gonna keep it on. We're gonna keep doing girl bullshit on this episode of Veronica Mars.
I don't even know what that show is.
It's Kristen Bell, right?
It's on the WB.
But really, though, think about it for a second. An antique jeans store.
It wasn't antique. It was like jeans from.
How would you even get into it?
I don't even know. Mm-hmm. How would you look it up? What would the name of it be?
It would be called Levi's to Beaver.
Levi's to Beaver.
Yeah, like
the 50s show.
50s style jeans. Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
After a couple, you pulled Levi's to Beaver out of your cheeks, dude. Yeah. Respect.
Leave Israel. The Jews leave Israel. Just put this Levi in the middle. Okay. We're like, what did they're like? It's a jean. So
political
we can
jeans.
It's a vintage jean.
I find this really
smoking
offensive.
A hand rolled cigarette out front. It's a vintage jean store. Got any more questions, smart guy? Are you gonna get in there and buy some jeans?
And it's the best one. Everyone has to go to it. Where'd you get those jeans?
Get the fuck out of Israel.
I'd rather not say.
We gotta get these folks the fuck out of Israel.
Damn, that last effect really got me.
Yeah,
dude.
That was good.
Get him out of Israel.
Who was even toning that store?
Oh, you're talking about the guy who looks at girls' asses.
Oh, yeah, he looks at girls' asses. And he's like a savant. He like will see the shape of their ass and then go into his archive of jeans and then just give them a pair of pants.
Does he fuck the girls whose jeans make
their asses look better than they've ever looked?
Does he fuck the girls whose jeans? Is he gay or does he fuck them?
I think he fucks. I think
that rules.
Then at the end,
am I gay or am I straight?
I think she said he gave her his business
card.
Can
you fuck me in my face?
he gave her his business card and he said his name is like Yorgos.
Yorgos.
And then he said that my last name is very long and it's not the only thing that's long about me.
Respect. Dude.
My rap sheet for molesting.
Having sex with young boys is also very
long. No, talking about my penis.
I'm letting everybody know about my penis. I have, when you look at my genitalia, it's nice. Anyway, thank you for coming and buying jeans.
I mean, it is actually like kind of an impressive skill. That I think
if you get to fuck them afterwards,
I think that he probably does get some pussy off of it.
That's pretty cool.
Can you imagine a woman just like feeling better about their bodies than they have in years?
Yeah,
just because of a pair of
and
pants.
Letting you slide into those cheeks.
He probably would let. I'm sure some of them let him slide.
That's awesome.
Shout out to that guy.
Shout out to Yorgo.
I kind of if everything goes wrong, I might move to Greece and then try
to
apprentice.
A debate between Donald Trump and fucking Elizabeth Warren. Where Elizabeth Warren's like, what he did is not only criminal, it jeopardizes.
Shut up.
Yeah, and then he's just like, look at Ashley Judd now. And he's just holding up his phone. And he's like, she looks like fucking Norm MacDonald. She looks like Norm MacDonald.
What the hell happened there?
That was a good piece of ass.
Dude, his tweet the other day where he's like, Elizabeth I, sometimes referred to as Pocahontas.
That's
had such an embarrassing to be.
Incredible. Sometimes referred to. The thing he calls her constantly. He's so fucking funny.
He's the best.
I really hope he's not president.
If it's Pete, I'm gonna do it, dude.
Yeah.
If it's Pete,
you're
gonna
dial it up and vote for Trumpadu.
We were talking about Stav and I were talking about this at the live show, but
you know what the next thing I want to see is, and a lot of people are gonna be mad about.
Yeah.
This.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Harvey Weinstein not guilty.
No, dude.
By reason of insanity.
He was crazy for pussy. He was crazy about that pussy.
He just
pussy.
Comes in Joker makeup.
I want to see that. I want to see the attempt to get off, but I would like him to go to jail with the Joker makeup on.
Well, these crimes are very heinous, but on account of Mr. Weinstein's clear physical disability, as indicated by his necessary use of a walker, I don't think anyone in their right mind could sentence this man to any kind of sentence whatsoever. So he is free to go.
Him and his fucked up little pussy dick are free to go.
His Stavros style piece. Yeah. The legal definition.
That guy doesn't even know who I am.
Doctors call it Stavros syndrome.
Okay. Stavros syndrome. There's a lot of guys named Stavros.
Now, doctor, you tell us in the medical community, what is the term for this type of genital deficiency? They're calling it Stavros penis.
Okay, well, that's fucked up. That's bad...
They're calling it Stavros Halkias.
No, it's not Stavros Halkias penis.
And you know, there might be a couple of those, but we just want to make sure it's the guy from Cumtown, Stavros Halkias.
No, they would never say that on the record.
Yeah, they would. The doctors would.
No chance,
dude. It's in medical journals.
My dick is not a pussy, number one.
And
my dick
doesn't dribble out?
It doesn't. I don't have a great stream. I've never said that. I do have some kind. I do piss pretty.
He's not
a
liar.
Stream.
He's not a liar.
I don't know what's going on with my prostate. Maybe I'm too fat. I don't know. At a certain point, I thought I had diabetes because I was pissing a lot. However, having said all of that, it's still a dick and not a pussy. And I haven't mangled it to the point where it looks like a pussy. And even though I talk a lot about having a very small dick, I would say it's a shade under just fine. So
yeah, we have all seen it. Hard and soft. It's great.
It looks better hard than you'd think.
We all know you downplay it.
Thanks, man. That means
you know,
a lot.
It's a lot less bad than you make it out to be.
It looks cute hard, you know? And that's all you can ask for is a cute little cock.
That's all you can ask for.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you're allowed to ask for, Ashley Judd.
Well, the thing is, because of my tight foreskin, it looks like it has the illusion of it trying to fucking charge out of that foreskin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, it looks like it's like I got a lot of potential energy. It's like a guy about to jump. It's like Zion Williamson a lot.
Beautiful people, the beautiful people, banana.
The beautiful penis, the beautiful penis, the beautiful penis.
Banana.
The song about Harvey Weinstein's dick.
Yeah. The beautiful penis. Hey, would you fuck my ass? Yeah, dude, Ashley Judd was so hot, and now she's disgusting. If I could just have a time machine,
what
and go back
do?
And warn everyone.
Stop what you're doing.
Yeah. Get your hand off your dick. Stop beating off to kiss the girls.
She naked in that?
No. But she does almost get raped.
Oh, geez. That's the one you pick?
She shows her titties in a couple.
Let me look up the kind of stuff.
She was in like 9 movies with Morgan Freeman, and I have trouble telling them apart.
Oh, yeah. Double
Jeopardy. Double Jeopardy with Tommy Lee Jones.
I need to team up with this white bitch to solve the mystery of who took a shit in Ashley Judd's lips.
Damn, okay. There's a pretty cool shot of her tits in some movie.
Oh, I've seen that one, yeah.
These are pretty nice.
How about Double Deeperty, you know?
Okay.
Pictures of big old double D's.
Only if you have big ass titties can you get off of a crime of the murder.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am, I've got bad news. The other policeman said your titties aren't big enough. You're going to have to go to jail.
You have to get plastic surgery to kill your husband.
Uh-huh.
And then let me suck your titties, because I'm the judge.
Is that what happens in that movie? Is that what happens in that movie?
Yeah, basically. That's basically what happens. It's like, what does happen? She kills her husband, or she's accused of it, but he's faking his own death.
I wish there was gets an 80s off or movie something where Michael Douglas was in love with masturbating. There's just a bunch of scenes of him, like, masturbating, but being like...
Kiss it. Ah, yes. Oh, yes. 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 Yes.
When's the last time you watched Basic Instinct? Just,
does it feel good, Michael, to be stroked, to have your penis stroked by yourself?
Ah. His wife comes in, what are you doing? He's like, I'm beating off.
I'm jacking off. You bitch.
I'm beating off my penis. And it's called Basic Instinct.
I'm jacking off.
I'm beating.
I'm masturbating my penis.
I'm masturbating my dick and balls. Speaking of which, if you like masturbating your dick and balls,
yes. Mm-hmm.
You might want to check out BlueChew.com.
It'll always be.
What's your background, Ian?
Ian and Alan Dershowitz.
The best picture
the best
of all
picture
time.
Of all time. Ian and Alan Dershowitz.
Jacobin writer, Ian Finance.
He's not a writer. He was quoted.
No. Yeah, Jacobin sucks. It fucking sucks now. It fucking sucks, dude. Everything fucking Chabo sucks. Jacobin sucks. I'm cool. I'm fucking cool. My friends that I've had for 3 weeks that I haven't alienated yet are cool.
Oh, fuck my cheekies.
Fuck my penis.
If you're trying to fuck somebody's cheekies, you need Blue Chew.
Fuck my penis.
To get your cock hard. Because we all know your little fucked up cock doesn't work.
If you listen to this show, you have erectile dysfunction.
Blue.
Almost certainly.
Almost 100% certainly. And now from being on this show, I've developed erectile dysfunction myself.
That's right.
Hey, but there's nothing to worry about.
Me and my ass. If you like sex, you'll like BlueChew.com. BlueChew offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. Wouldn't you like the last longer and go? They got mad at me for saying something wrong the last time.
Okay.
You're supposed to say they work. They can work faster than pills.
I see.
Oh.
Up to.
It's a possibility.
Twice as fast because you chew them.
Right.
So don't, if you swallow them whole like a fucking idiot, they might not work as fast, bitch.
But yeah. They're going to work.
If you chew them, they could work.
But if you chew faster, maybe.
Now, they don't say anything about shoving them up your ass, which I'm sure works as well.
Or putting them in your dick hole.
They used to do that in Vietnam.
Yep.
I just watched Honey Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. I fucking I kind of already liked Shia, but he's now, he is a
certified
I love him, dude.
He's an artist.
I fucking love Shia. Well, he's not an artist. He's just like, whatever. He needs Blue Chew.
He does
his
like
cock
a,
is soft.
He does like a David Foster Wallace.
Shut up.
Okay.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
Be quiet. Be quiet. Don't have hush.
I'm sorry. I'll be quiet. But he does wear like a David Foster Wallace kind of. Glasses, bandana.
He looks like his dad, bitch. He's
dressed
like David
was his
Foster
dad,
Wallace.
Davis Foster.
No, shut
his
up.
Dad
let's
was
do the
Michael
read. Michael Blue Chew from BlueChew.com.
Hey, no, my name is Michael Blue Chew from BlueChew.com. I invented these pills after my wife left me for a colored doctor.
Is that
see, guys?
If you assumed that he was just some not a doctor.
You thought I was going to say, but I said doctor. You know, I can't stand these telling me what to do. I go into my office and he tells me, sorry.
You don't have to bleep out doctor.
I found out that doctor in Arabic is a slur.
Oh, okay.
And I don't want to offend.
Because they think it means Jew.
As Michael Blue Chew, I don't want to offend our Muslim listeners.
Of course.
As you know, I was a country western singer for 75 years before getting into the penis pill manufacturing game. And And well, that's my story.
And it's pretty much it. And if,
that's the whole thing. I was a country music western legend.
Michael Bluechew.
I toured on the road.
Well, I want to get my penis fucking hard.
It was me, Tom Dick, Gary Penis. Gary Penis. Richard Balls. Michael Dickwater. And
so two Michaels, Michael Bluechew and Michael Dickwater,
Michael
Gary
Dickwater.
Penis,
yeah. Eddie Homo.
I'm sorry, man. Any name and penis is always gonna get me.
Yeah,
dude. Oh
and
man.
The best part is those are real guys.
They're all real.
And we were all in a band called Noise and the Machine.
Oh, wow.
And we invented pop punk.
I thought you said it was country western.
It was country western. But
it turned into pop punk.
We had songs called If You Don't Fuck Me at the Mall, I'm going to tell everyone you're a slut. It was okay. About some of the teenage, that's a lot of people were making movies for, or music. We're making music movies.
So you were kind of doing that.
Music videos back then. But my penis would never get hard. And I was like, damn, if only there was a blue pill that I could chew on.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote a song called Blue Chew. I want to chew on you. And so I can fuck some girl at the mall. I'm 16 years old and I'm trying to get my first pussy. But my dick doesn't work because I'm actually 28. And I make music for teens so that I can fuck them. So I can fuck them at the mall and pretend to be 16. And my only tell is that my penis doesn't work. And that's where Michael Bluechew came from.
So just to be clear, the ad you're doing for this company is that their founder was a man who created the pill to fuck children.
Well, he created pop punk to fuck children, and then he needed the pill to help.
Oh, okay.
You can use the pill for anything. I'm saying pop punk is bad, but Blue Chew is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was an accident.
So, it only takes a few minutes to connect. It's like, you know, how all this shit, it's sharper images for astronauts.
Yep. Sure.
And it doesn't mean you're an astronaut.
That's true.
It means you're a guy that just uses the same stuff as them.
Yeah. I was asking for clarification.
It only takes a few minutes to connect with a Blue Chew affiliated physician. If you qualify, you can get prescribed online quickly. No in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line at a pharmacy. Ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. Chewables are made at BlueChew.com and prescribed online by a doctor and made in the USA. What do you think about that?
I love it.
BlueChew.com.
Get your cock hard, bitch.
So go check out BlueChew.com.
Yeah, and go to, listen, while you're at it, go to Stabby.biz.
We're not done yet. BlueChew gives you confidence in bed every time. You and your partner will love it. So here's a deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code CUMTOWN, C-U-M-T-O-W-N. Just pay $5 shipping. That's B-L-E. Wait.
Not the French style.
Yeah. BlueChew.
B-L-U-E.
The mouth fucking penthouse.
B-L-U-E. Chew.com.
My man forgot how to spell blue.
I'm reading it, and I didn't forget how to spell it.
You did, bitch.
No, bleh. I just get confused reading.
Blue Chew. I have the used it to have six.
I'm a speed reader.
That's true. I know that about you.
Yeah. That's my anime.
I know that, dude.
Speed reader.
I really want to explore Speed Reader, but real quick, I want everyone to tell everyone to buy tickets to see me in Dallas this motherfucking weekend.
Definitely do that this weekend.
And then
Dallas.
Valentine's Day.
And
come
take him
through.
Out to the Cheesecake Factory there. He's never been. He's been dying.
I'm not going to the Cheesecake Factory.
To his fans to bring him. He's got to try out the General Tso's chicken. And then
I hear
I'll be in D.C. the weekend after.
And if you're a fan in D.C., take him out to Ben's Chili Bowl.
I don't want
to
go there.
Been dying to go to.
And then I'll be in Phoenix and Tucson on
and
March.
If you're in Phoenix, take him to Guitar Center. Take him to the Guitar Center to eat some of the drum kits.
That sounds pretty good.
Anyway, go to Stabby.biz, and we're adding some other shit, too. I just want to suck on your cock and lick your fucking bones.
This is as long as you're plugging stuff. I got dates. So I don't know how to find them.
Yeah, Nick's going to Chicago, Milwaukee.
I'll be in Chicago.
Nashville.
I will be in Nashville. I will be in Indianapolis. I will be in
Pussytown, USA.
Pussytown, USA.
Which is actually it's Nick's own ass.
Pussytown, USA. I had my ass surgically sealed. Nice try, bitch. Doctor's like, let me get this straight. You're not even worried about people fucking you. You just don't want people saying jokes about it. I'm like, yeah, I want to be on my P's and Q's.
I just want to dot all my eyes, cross all my P's,
brother.
I'm
trying to be on my P's and Q's. I'm sure you've heard the expression. That's what it means.
Mm-hmm. Pussies and queefs.
Pussies and queefs. My penis and chews. I can't wait to get my penis raped. Just kidding. Just kidding.
I am joking.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, if you go to cometown.merchnow.com, you can buy t-shirts.
Oh, and also we're going to Australia.
Directly from the print shop. They're the same shirts I was sending out before, except they come from the print shop. And PayPal fucked me over, so I can't do them on my own website or something like that.
Also, we'll be in Australia for my birthday.
And Greek Easter.
And for Greek Easter.
And we're probably canceling one of those dates, by the way.
One of the dates is probably going to be canceled. We won't say what city it will be, but it will probably be Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, and Brisbane. They're probably all getting canceled. But we will be there in April, and I will be celebrating my birthday on a plane with my two best
friends. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm going to pull a Richard Stanley and just go off into the jungle and not get it on the flight back.
That would be pretty funny.
You're going to find me living with a tribe.
That would be awesome, dude.
And
you mastering the boomerang?
Oh, yeah. I'm also going to be in Chicago, but that's later in May.
May.
And maybe next month somewhere, too, but I forgot where. Bye.
Bye, bitch.
Bye.
It's the middle of the episode.
I know. I was doing a joke like it was the end.
Do you want to? We can talk about this later. But if you want to come on any dates to work on shit, you
I know. I gotta run.
You wanna come to DC?
I gotta run some new stuff. I'm going to DC. I think in May or in March. But I'll come with you. I'll come. Yeah. When next weekend?
Next weekend.
Okay, so I'm not. Maybe a surprise.
Who knows?
I need to work on some new stuff before I go down under to try out my comedy stuff.
I'm going down under to some pussy.
And if you're in Melbourne, we are going to each of us run individual hour shows.
You're going down thunder.
Oh, yeah.
There used to be a show in Vegas.
It's called Eating a Fat Girl's Pussy. We call it going down thunder.
Dude, look, cue the lightning bolts, I'm in.
You go down on a fat bitch while she pisses in your face.
Damn thunder.
Go damn thunder.
When I was growing up in Vegas,
I come from a land going down thunder. It's the only way that I can come. I come from going down thunder.
Down thunder.
Yeah.
Oh, yo, I'm got a little thunder in my ass cheeks right now, dude. I'm fucked up. I had some down thunder.
Remember that game?
I don't
know. You go in an arcade, you'd hear that. Hydro Thunder.
I don't remember that.
It was Cruising USA, but with boats.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Oh, damn. I thought we had the effect, but it was just me and Adam talking at the same time.
That's
where that started. That's where the thing came from.
What?
There was a racist podcast. You know the three parentheses? I never heard it, but there was a racist podcast where they started. They would do it. Anytime they said a Jewish person's name, they would.
Really?
Adam Freed.
Damn, that is.
That's a
funny.
Real thing?
It is very funny, yeah.
That's a good bit.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
well, that's where the parentheses came from.
But see, they're the Siths of racism. We're the Jedi. We use it for good.
Oh, is that how you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
do you think you're burning. Safe?
I see myself as a regular person that's fed up with you magical faggots ruining the world with your dumb battle.
Dude,
what magical
I just
faggots?
Want to be, I want to just be a vapor farmer on Tatooine, working on my pod racer with my boys.
All right.
Maybe I got some kind of shitty opinions about that guy Guado or whatever. But he's got slaves.
But
and
he
that's
does
fine.
Have slaves.
But he has. How about
Let's
this?
Let's be honest.
I don't have any magical powers, so what does it matter what I think or feel? I'm not engaged in your dumb culture war. I don't care.
No, I got a saber, dude, and I'm going zoom, 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 zoom. Although Jedi's don't get pussy, so I guess I'm out. Actually, never mind. I'm Sith.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get top, dude. Where did Baby Yoda come from? Did Yoda get pussy, I guess? Or is it some other Yoda that got pussy?
I think it's like a... People are trying to find it out. What? I was a child actor.
What? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
My parents got me an agent and stuff.
Okay, but who said anything was that about that? We were talking about Star Wars, dude. You kind of drifted off.
I wasn't in Star Wars, but I tried out for some commercials.
You had a blank look on your face, yeah. And you started bringing this shit up. I don't know what's going
weird.
On.
You started looking off into the distance. No, dude, no one has been speaking.
I tried out for a Carl's Jr. commercial. No. What are these memories that are...
What memories,
what
dude?
Memories,
you're being
dude.
Fucking weird,
you're
dude.
Being weird.
Am I just hearing things? I never tried them on.
Tried what on, dude?
What are you talking
what the
about?
Fuck?
My mom's dress. I just tried...
Everything okay, Adam?
Adam, are you all right?
Now you're getting hard.
I'm feeling weird, dude.
Now you're getting hard the
I think
last
I'm,
couple
yeah.
of
years.
It looks like you got a sorry piece in the front of your pants.
I think I got corona.
Little Hershey's kiss.
Yeah, is everything okay with you, man? You look sad and horny at the same time.
Are you serious? You're not doing anything right now?
Doing.
Who are you
no,
talking
hanging
to?
Out.
Me or Nick?
We're just hanging out.
We're waiting for you to riff off with us.
Yeah, we're waiting for you to riff. And you keep,
I'm down to riff. Let's start riffing.
You have a 1,000-yard stare. Like a Vietnam veteran.
What?
A jeans vintage place. Dude, how would you call that, huh?
Did you see that they... I don't know if it's real, but they just say that Larry is a Buttigieg guy, dude.
I heard that.
That's heartbreaking.
But he's related to Bernie.
I know, they're cousins.
He should... Do
you see how happy that. Bernie was when he found out? Did you see that video? It's one of the cutest things I've ever
it's
seen
so
in my life.
So adorable. Yeah. What's that guy's name? The on PBS, the black guy that like does people's genealogy?
Frankie Charts.
Reading Rainbow.
No, it's not that guy.
Mm-hmm. LeVar Burton.
It's not him.
Reading Rainbow. What if reading was gay?
Was gayer.
Was gay.
Exactly.
Was even gayer.
Yeah. We did some research, and it turns out that kids don't think reading is gay. So we came up with an idea for a show called Reading Rainbow. Now, hold on. I know it doesn't sound appealing, but we've got just the guy. Children love him. Geordi LaForge from Star Trek Next Generation. Beloved to children.
But he won't.
Their favorite character on the show they watch.
He won't be wearing the visor.
He's not. We could not secure the rights to Geordi LaForge.
Sucking penis.
So it's just going to be him with his normal face.
Who do you think is the most beloved celebrity to children?
Uh-huh. To children?
Right now.
Probably our president, Donald Trump.
Probably some YouTuber, right? Mm-hmm.
It'd be funny if he couldn't see through that thing, and they made him film all those scenes.
Yeah, just bumped.
Just bumping into shit. In every scene.
Do you get rich if you're on Star Trek?
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's on for like 10
well,
seasons.
Well, you have to, because it's like you can't do anything else after that.
That's fine. You don't want to be on Star Trek.
Have you been watching Picard?
I guess fucking what's-his-name was able to distance himself from it, which is a surprise.
Who? Picard?
Yeah, whatever.
Jean-Louis Picard?
Jean-Louis Picard, yeah.
So that's his real name. Yeah. What the fuck is that guy's name? Hold
Patrick
on.
Michael
Stewart.
Shepard.
Wait, it's not... Oh, no, Picard is the French guy. I thought Patrick Stewart was a French guy for a second.
You thought Captain Picard was the actor's name.
No, but I thought the actor's name was Jean-Louis something.
You thought the actor Patrick Stewart's real name
no.
was Captain Jean-Louis Picard.
No, thought...
And then the character on the show is Patrick Stewart.
No. I thought Picard was also French and the actor was also French. But I now realize that's not based in any fact whatsoever.
Okay, all right.
Is there a French actor that looks like him or something?
No.
Does he have a French friend?
No,
his friend is that gay guy, right?
He's supposed to be French in the show, but he just speaks in a British accent because it's the future.
Damn. Okay. His friend is Sir Ian, though, right? The gay man.
Yeah, they're best friends, even though that one's gay.
Which is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. It's us.
You think Peace Stew ever lets him give him top to be cool? To be like, I know you want to suck me off.
I think you could be best friends with a gay guy without getting head from him. But I haven't tried it, but I think... No, what is that? Stop it. I didn't have a coach. I had
Dude, what the fuck?
I think there's
Adam.
Something really special about Adam. I think he needs
Thank you very much, Joshua. Of course you can take him to Israel for the weekend. As a couple's retreat for acting, for Jewish acting.
The couple's retreat just rents it out to local, to various Jewish acting coaches across America who all come in with little boys they're all separately molesting.
Well, a couple means two. It doesn't... No, stop. I don't want the thoughts. Make the thoughts end. Oh no! It's the old country for no men thoughts. I don't like this.
You know the way.
Adam, what's going on in your head?
Dude, you've been crying for the last couple minutes.
You're really upset, dude.
I don't know. I just need friends right now.
It's me, Joshua.
Damn, that one was awesome. I want that.
So scary. This is the spookiest episode ever.
Yeah, I'm sorry you're deeply mentally ill, Adam.
That you must suck. Know. I
have that kind of wild shit going on in your head 24/7.
My agent was not named Joshua. But
and the only other option? Drowning it out with Cruising USA parody songs.
Let's do it.
Cruising, yeah.
No, the thoughts.
No, that was cruising.
Oh.
Cruising my ass.
Cruising my ass fucking deep.
Cruising for gay sex, yeah.
I used to love playing Cruising USA at Skateland in Rosedale, Maryland, because I was not good at
too
roller
fat
skating.
For roller skates.
You can't be too fat for roller skates. They're wheels that are attached to your foot.
And they're like, you will break the wheels.
There's no way to break the solid wheels. I was not too fat. Let me make that very clear.
But they just let you walk out onto the rink. just
with my hands
kid,
out.
This fat kid, like, waving at
No.
Just walking.
No.
Pretending to hold his balance.
I would gingerly skate.
Do fat.
Ice skating, I tried once, and it was scary.
Yeah, you melted the ice.
I did not. How would I do that?
From the
ice.
From the friction.
I'm trying to make them all into snow cones. I just keep adding fucking...
You woke up in a pond in China.
He dug through?
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
I keep adding... What's the orange one? Egg custard? Did you guys ever get egg custard flavored
snow
cones?
Vancouver, oh,
we did
in Vancouver, South Vancouver, the dim sum place.
No, bro, I'm talking the flavors, the syrups you would put on snow cones.
Oh, I thought you meant
I've had maybe one snow cone in my entire life.
What?
They're
gross. What?
I don't like
They're nasty.
What? You motherfuckers never had snow cones?
I had Italian ice though. That was fire.
Italian ice is good.
Snow cones are good, bro.
It's Italian ice.
Italian.
Accia d'Italia trotunce.
Y'all are crazy.
Are you done speaking yet? Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
No.
And now I am finished. The duccio zingi. Cha-cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-
I'm sleepy.
Do you want to suck on my penis?
Oh, my God. I'm so sleepy.
I'm sleepy, dude. I'm hungover for the first time in a while.
I'm from L.A., and I love to be sleepy.
I got fucking tore up off the white claws.
I got twisted last night. I got twisted,
too. That was a fun one, bro.
At your birthday. And then I drunk drove home.
Drinking twisted pee.
Thank you to everybody who came out to the birthday party / show. We got another Fat Tuesdays next week. You guys want to do it?
I'm going to be...
You want to do the show, Nick?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Be
in
Las Vegas. Yeah.
Work out some of this Harvey Weinstein stuff.
so come out for that.
Dude, I love the trial. It's so funny.
It is funny to see him pretending to be fucking, you know,
just invalid. Imagine you're like in court on some shit and like the people are just looking at pictures of your penis. And you're like, damn, I guess I fucked up.
At that point, it's even like, if I beat the case, I lost.
At that point, you got to just laugh.
You gotta laugh, brother. What's this you got here? EverDrive 64?
Yeah, what's Courtside 2 featuring Kobe Bryant?
You're not allowed to play it. I don't know. You want to check it out?
Yeah.
Nick has every single N64 game from the Ukraine.
I want this shit. I'm jealous.
It's so cool. You get bored of it very quickly.
No, not Blitz.
What do you mean?
Dude.
It's unlimited games. Yeah, let's play Blitz.
But I'm telling you, the problem is that it's unlimited games. When you're a kid, you have like two games.
Yeah, and you beat them and shit.
Yeah, but then you just keep playing them over and over and over.
Some of those games are hard, though.
Kind of like my dick.
Mega Man.
But when you have every game, it's like...
I know, but no, you find the ones you really like. I used to have a fucking emulator on my computer.
You
love
got
that
the Powerpuff Girls game?
Nice. I have every game.
Dude, that's Dov's favorite.
No, it's not. Yeah. I like the Powerpuff Girls. I don't have a problem with them, but it's not my favorite game.
What was it? Was it like a thing in your school that like lesbian girls would be into the Powerpuff Girls?
No.
They'd always be into
this
that
game was
and
cool.
Nightmare
Rogue
Before
Squadron.
Christmas.
Rogue Squadron was good.
Oh, damn, I forgot. Do you remember Shadows of the Empire?
Yeah.
Did that game suck?
I don't remember that one.
I remember it. Yeah.
There was one on GameCube that was good as fuck where you could be a Jedi. You could create your own Jedi. That shit rocked. I don't remember what it was called, but I used to get fucking... Just get...
Do you want to run a Smash real quick?
No, I don't like it for game. I like it for GameCube or Wii. I don't really like it for N64.
What, Smash Brothers?
Yeah.
I only have two controllers.
Well, I could watch you guys play.
Tom and Jerry in Fists of Fury. Now we're talking.
Oh, Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
No. Yeah, but that was way better on PlayStation.
Absolutely. What's Tom and Jerry in Fists of Fury? I want to play a Tom and Jerry game.
Tony Hawk sucks.
Is Tom and Jerry? Is it? Do they have a Tom and Jerry fighting game? That would be cool.
Wayne Gretzky hockey. Is that fun?
Probably not. Oh, WCW Nitro? Hell yes, dude. Now that's some good shit right there.
Oh, this game was fun. It was like a Twisted Metal clone.
Vigilante 8?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
What do the numbers mean on the side?
This game was pretty good, too. This is a fighting game.
Okay.
But what number? What? Oh.
Like 12M32M.
This is the file size.
Megabytes, you fucking dumb bitch.
Oh, cool.
Fucking idiot. Turok. I never played that shit, but it looked cool.
The dinosaur game.
Yeah, when I got this, I played through GoldenEye Perfect Dark like immediately. And then Conker's Bad Fur Day, which I don't think I finished.
Conker gets pussy in that?
Yeah. That game's great.
It's awesome.
Respect.
And he fucks a woman, right?
Donkey Kong 64, which is also good. Mm-hmm. This game's cool. San Francisco Rush. It's like Cruising USA.
It's about doing poppers.
Even gayer. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, we should have done poppers for your birthday. Like
we
last
should have.
Year.
That was awesome. Eldest brought the poppers last year.
Yeah, I thought it'd be funny if we did gay stuff together.
It was good to see the boy Eldest last night.
Yeah, dude.
I have sex.
He moved in with his girl. It's gone, dude. The apartment's a different place now. I'm losing my boys.
Are you still there? What are you going to do? Move out?
No, I'm going to hold it down. I think my boy George is going to come move in. We got a sublet.
I was saying you should get an apartment for yourself in like Stuytown or something.
Maybe. I would like to be in the city at some point.
We should all move to the city.
No, I'm staying out in Brooklyn.
No, I think I'm going to move to the Upper East Side.
Upper East?
Yeah.
What?
There's
why?
This man. This guy. My
you got
my
a deal on real estate?
My dad's friends with this guy who had this huge mansion. He went to jail and he got murdered, but then I think I can get a pretty good deal.
Good deal on it.
Yeah.
Would you live there?
It's right by the park. Epstein's mansion? Of course I would. Do you see how amazing it looks? It's huge.
Damn. Well, they had a Batman Beyond game. Was it good?
I used to love
Batman Beyond.
There's no way it's good.
Yeah, I guess I would have heard about it if it was good.
Cruising, yeah.
Sucking Stavros' dick. My dick's small. And I'm gay and I wanna fuck your ass. Damn, I'm fucking hungry, but I don't know if I'll have time to eat before therapy. Should I get a hot dog at a hot dog cart? When's the last time you guys had a hot dog?
That would probably fuck me up. I think I'm finally at the age now where I just have to eat like
good or your
real
body.
Yeah, real food. Like, yeah, it fucks me up.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Me too, but I power through sometimes because my dick is on turbocharge.
Anything other than like fucking, and even like vegetables, it's like they gotta be fresh.
Or, yeah, I know what you mean, dude.
Like I had a prepackaged salad the other day, and it's like, oh, this is just poison.
Yeah.
It's killing me.
Yeah, we're all gonna die.
You know, I mean, to think that I can't even come up with anything for what a vintage jeans store would be called. They got nothing.
Right, no, we can go back. Let's revisit.
No, I mean, look, 4 years ago, you put me in that hot seat. Fucking when I was 22 years old, you put me in that hot seat.
That jeans.
Pal,
that jeans.
I would have given you 15 names in a second.
We can go back to
I think you did a good job, man. I think you did.
Vintage jeans store. Old good things remembered. What are the names of antique stores?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know the antique business. What about, what's a second chance something?
Yeah.
Second chance jeans. Second double denim pussy.
Denim Levi's.
Denim.
Guess. Tommy Hilfiger.
Nah, you can't. That's not a brand synonymous enough with jeans.
What, Tommy Hilfiger?
Yeah.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Guess. Structure.
That doesn't even exist anymore.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Lucky Brand?
Lucky Brand jeans.
True Religion.
True Religion.
I'm going to get back into True Religions.
I tried some on at a fucking Marshalls. They were very comfortable.
I never had a pair before. But,
you just dressed like 2 Chainz?
No, like Chief Keef in 2009.
Yes,
2011,
dude.
Probably at that point.
Yeah, not even. My favorite Chief Keef moment is when he tweeted, that guy, Joey.
A stitch in time, does that make any sense?
Okay.
This would be something.
There's stitches in jeans.
There's stitches in jeans.
I can't sign off.
Something about rivets. They have rivets.
Rivets?
What are you talking about?
Those like buttons that they...
Nah, dude, come on.
Those stop. Metal parts.
Stop it. Chill out.
Right.
Then...
We need one that's based on denim. I don't think we have one with that. We have Levi. What would you say?
Oh, Deminem. Deminem.
Deminem.
Deminem
World.
Deminem World, yeah. That's where Ashley Judd goes, I guess.
Hey, there we go. I love it here.
Denim. Come on. Come on, Mullen.
Denim.
Come on.
You got this, baby.
Old man.
You got this, man.
We fuck.
It's
this
right,
used
dude.
To be this used to be I tell you, my wheelhouse.
Thinking of an antique jeans store?
An antique jeans store. I think Jeans Remembered is as close.
You had one with Levi's that was good. I don't remember right
leave,
now.
Leave Israel?
No, the one before that.
Leave Israel.
I don't remember what it was, but it was pretty good, man.
Mm-hmm. And Believe Eyes Women.
Yeah, Believe Eyes Women.
And it's a raped jeans store.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So you buy, what exactly is the business model? Is it jeans to rape in?
Well, you know how, like, after you go to the doctor, they have to cut your jeans open.
I don't know that they have to do that.
I think they do that at the doctor.
How about the gold denim age? The golden age?
Golden age.
Golden age.
Golden age.
Okay, so that implies that it's old.
Old golden age. Uh-huh. old golden
You're trying oldies. To get golden oldies.
Golden oldies, denim oldies.
Golden oldies, denim.
Get a golden oldies, denim. Fuck.
Dickie, pussy, pussy, fucky, fuckies.
Denim memories. Denim memories.
I think we did denim. Denim memories.
Dems were the days.
Denims were the days.
Yeah, I think we got it. I think that's pretty good.
All jeans passed. Things is close to jeans.
All jeans passed.
Dungarees. Dungaree members. Uh-huh. Dungaree remembering. Dungaree.
I think we're going to end with jeans remembered after all.
Dunga remembered.
What about...
Can you... did you drive here?
Yeah, you want to ride to the
jeans? Dunga retarded for jeans.
There we go.
What about Kings and Jeans?
Oh! I like Kings and Jeans.
I don't get it.
Kings and Queens?
Kings of...
Oh.
Or Kings of Jeans. Which is like the king of queens.
So it would be a fun based on. Oh, I like that. Kings of jeans.
And you just have Leah Remini.
The king of jeans.
Pictures everywhere. The king of kings of jeans.
Kings and jeans is good. Yeah. Like kings and queens.
Damn, what the hell would you call a vintage jeans store? It's an impossible question to answer. This place had a name.
But it was in Greek.
It was probably in Greek.
And it didn't translate probably because our language is so beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
Compared to this disgusting
tongue. It weighs hundreds of pounds extra.
Yeah, no, it doesn't weigh. Languages don't weigh anything.
It's a fat language.
It's written in frat letters.
No, they stole that
from
us.
They stole it from frats.
Uh-huh.
No, they didn't. No, we didn't.
In Greece, our favorite person is Brock Turner.
They don't even know who he is.
And we love him so much.
No.
We can't wait to let him kiss every girl.
No. Brock Turner is not a national hero of Greeks.
Yeah. Jeez.
All right, folks. That's going to do it for us this episode.